Some nights are simply mythical. They live on in our memories and become a matter of personal legend. And over time, sometimes even deviate from what actually happened. Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting Program, filmmaker, and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. Back in October, I talked about Nouvelle Vague, a film from director Richard Linklater that playfully reimagined the making of the revolutionary French New Wave classic, Breathless. Well, Linklater is back on my radar again with Blue Moon, currently available to rent on a variety of streamers. Nominated for Academy Awards for Best Actor and Best Original Screenplay, Blue Moon is a biographical comedy-drama film that takes a look at one night in the life of famed lyricist Lawrence Hart. Hart was half of the Broadway songwriting team Rodgers and Hart. He's the man behind the lyrics of timeless hits such as Blue Moon, The Lady is a Tramp, Manhattan, and My Funny Valentine. He's also credited with transforming musical theater with his clever rhymes and fresh conversational style. Linklater's film is set on the evening of March 31st, 1943, at famed Broadway restaurant Sardi's. It takes place in real time, meaning the runtime of approximately 95 minutes covers 95 unbroken minutes of film dialogue and action. The film opens with Hart, played by a nearly unrecognizable Ethan Hawke, arriving at Sardi's ahead of a party celebrating the opening night of the hit musical Oklahoma, crafted by his now former writing partner and composer, Richard Rodgers, and lyricist Oscar Hammerstein II. It's clear from the get-go that Hart is not in a celebratory mood. We find out through his conversations with bartender and tender listener Eddie, played by Bobby Cannavale, that his professional relationship with Rodgers has soured. Throughout the evening, it becomes clear that Hart's alcoholism and inability to maintain a functional working schedule has led to his ousting. And now he's fallen from fame and is a sidelined figure in American music. Linklater acknowledges that the film is not historical. Rather, he says it's an imagined evening. It's known that Hart did attend the opening night performance of Oklahoma, but writer Robert Kaplow thinks it's unlikely he went to the party or that the party was even held at Sardi's. Kaplow actually based the premise of the movie on carbon copies of letters he bought from a bookseller. The letters were written to Hart from one Elizabeth Wyland, a presumably real person, although next to nothing is known of her outside of these letters. Linklater calls the movie a little howl into the night from an artist being left behind. Regardless of the historical accuracy of the film, that's exactly what struck me about it. Hart's artistic defeat in the presence of his former partner's success is palpable. He's a man clinging to what he knows he's capable of, if only he wasn't bound to his demons and addictions. Through his heartbreak, he tries to find a place to belong. And at the end of the day, isn't that what all of us want? To belong, to feel valued, and to know that our biggest and best days are still ahead of us. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.